Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
All right, it's not going to surprise any of you that I am a big spy thriller fan. You know that I love to read books. And if you've ever if you ever get a chance to talk to my wife, she'll tell you that she just loses me until I just can't put them down. I'm obsessed with it once I start reading it. So when this new Mitch Rapp thriller landed on my desk, well, that one snatched my attention too. We're fortunate enough to have the author of that with us this morning. That is Kyle Mills. We've got him on the phone, and he took over the mantle from Vince Flynn with this Mitch Rapp series. And Kyle, welcome into the program.
Well, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You know, I love this for a couple of reasons, because since this series started, it's always Vince had a way of ripping things out of the headlines and putting them into these books where you could almost imagine that what was going on today. Your latest attempt, Lethal Agent, is the same kind of book.
Yeah, I always thought that was one of the things that made Vince's books fun, is he was really good at timing that. You know, most people don't realize you have to start a book more than a year before it gets published, and you have to think about what's going to be happening in a year. He always seemed to hit it, and I've been lucky on the ones I've written for him. I've managed to get it, too.
Yeah, I love what you've said, though, about Lethal Agent here, and that is the fact that you go to security officials and you say, what's your biggest fear? And then you take those top few concerns and kind of weave it into the book. In this particular case, bioweapons, right?
Yeah, I wanted to kind of combine bioweapons as well and the threat of people smuggling things over the border using Mexican cartels. So that's sort of the idea behind this book, is that you have a terrorist group, a resurgent ISIS, that's gotten their hands on a bioweapon, and they're going to try to use the cartels to get it across the border.
Yeah, well, even better than that, Christine Barnett, the character in here who happens to be running for her party's presidential nomination, could also be a real person almost. I mean, I may read into it more than you intended because I do a political talk show, but I find that side of it fascinating, because we often have these kinds of conversations in our political world these days as well.
Yeah, and that was a really classic part of the Vince Flynn thriller, was you always had the sort of smarmy politician that was getting in his way, was incompetent and kind of evil in this case. So I wanted to include that. I was trying to write a very classic feeling Flynn thriller. So you have this horrible person, Christine Barnett, running for president, and it's just throwing a complete wrench in Homeland Security's machine.
Yeah, I love this line, for one of her lines. The American people don't give a crap about political positions, and they care even less about the truth. What they want is fireworks. They want a show, and we've just been handed a script. I can almost hear that conversation taking place in Washington yesterday.
Well, it is. It's kind of interesting, you know, to some extent, it's our fault, the people's fault, but we do. We want fireworks. We want an interesting show. Nobody really wants to sit around and talk about, you know, economics and geopolitics, and she's using that to get herself elected.
You know, I don't think anybody, and I know you've got a lot of bestsellers under your belt now, in addition to this Mitch Rapp series, but I don't know anybody who's ever read one of these who didn't wonder what it takes to be able to write this kind of book. You've got a fascinating background, because your dad was a spy. He worked for the CIA, correct? Or the FBI, I'm sorry.
And yeah. Yeah, and then went on to be the director of Interpol, and was the legal attaché of the United Kingdom as well. So, Yeah, I mean, I was lucky. You know, Vince had a real task ahead of him. He wrote thrillers and then made his contacts, which is the hard way to do it. I grew up around it. Our family friends were always from, you know, MI6 or Spec Ops guys or FBI or CIA. So I was able to absorb that from, you know, pretty much the day I was born.
Well, it's a great read. And like I said earlier, I couldn't put it down. It's called Lethal Agent, and I know it's out now. People can find it, I'm sure, on Amazon and all this. So maybe you can give us some insight, since you're handling the Mitch Rapp character these days. There's only been one movie so far, correct?
That's right, yeah, American Assassin.
And are we expecting more? Are there more in the pipeline that I don't know about?
We're hoping so, but it's kind of hard to decide, you know, these days. Do you want to do a feature film like American Assassin was, or would you prefer to do something more like a Netflix or Amazon Prime thing where you can go a little longer and explore the books, you know, maybe over 5 episodes or something?
Yeah.
So we're kind of looking at all those different options. There's so much you can do with these books now as opposed to, say, when I started out 20 years ago.
Yeah. Well, fascinating. We'll be looking for that. Kyle Mills, listen, we appreciate your time this morning, and keep up the great work.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.